Have you ever thought that person has so much balance? How do they do it? How do they live their professional and the life balanced life? This episode is inspired by a beautiful message that I got, and it just really put an emphasis for me personally, the importance of sharing that although, yes, I am a mom and, you know, I try to also help in other ways and I work and I do so many other things, I do not have a balance. Balance is not really a word in my vocabulary. So today I wanted to share some of my helpful tips. I've been at it since 2016. I went to beauty school. My whole life changed because prior to that, I had a 9-to-5 job. So now being in the beauty industry years later, how have I really found the true meaning of giving it my all at different points of my life while keeping a main focus, how that can help you in your business and life to actually get things done, and the importance of not overthinking, but if you have a little bit like me, perfectionism, or you always feel like your work is not good enough, the importance and lessons that I've learned to be able to be happy and proud of what I do while also being able to take the lessons to make it better next time. So with that, let's get to it. So I got this beautiful message. It was a text message and it's another beauty pro. And it said, she, you know, this is a beautiful thing. I will not share her name or none of that details, but you know, in one of the things that really hit me said, like, I envy your balance. And I'm like, she envies my balance. And I'm thinking to myself, what fucking balance is she talking about? Because I don't believe in balance. So if we think of a scale, so when we have a scale, one little bean, 1 gram, like one paperclip can throw that scale off. And if you think of us as humans, even if you are at a circus, on the wire line, trying to walk it and keep that perfect balance, that's a lot of pressure, right? And what happens if that person on that beam falls or takes the wrong step? They're going to fall down and they could potentially die. That's why they have the you know, like nets on there to save you, right? That's why I don't like the word balance. My whole life I grew up, you know, I'm a millennial. So, and now I'm 37. And I grew up with the whole mentality of like, you have to have the house and the kids and the perfect car and all the nice stuff and to show your wealth and show your success, you know, and, you know, working in certain jobs made you successful. The rest means that you weren't doing shit with your life. And that shit has gone off. Like, that no longer belongs in this world. In this new world, you can be the most amazing artist or you can create your own crafts and sell them in your small business, and that makes you successful. And now with within my own scope, I just want to let you in. What makes you happy? What makes you feel like you have a balanced or successful life? I don't believe in balance. So for me, it's like, what makes me live my most happiest, authentic dream life today? I don't wait for the accolades. I don't wait for people to applaud me. I don't wait for people to thank me. If I do things that are out of my heart, I really do not like injustice. I really do not like people disrespecting me. I will stand up for myself. I don't care where the hell I'm at. So that is part of who I am, right? So in today's episode, I want to talk a little bit about life and business, you know, how to navigate through it, how I navigate through it, you know, since some of you are wondering like and think I have this balance word in my life, what I really see it as and really behind the scenes, what it takes and some tools to help you if you decide this is a route you want to take, not to find balance per se, but really to start living your dream life today, not fucking waiting for everything the world tells you you need to have or not waiting to make whatever fucking like dream income. Like, we got so fed that so much in our beauty industry, and I am not a lack of mentality. I love having money. I love having money in my bank account, not just to pay my, you know, my team that works with me, my independent contractors that I work with, but also, you know, to buy things that I need for my business, to have things to buy and have the life that I want. So we're gonna dive into that. So first, if you don't know me, hi, I'm Celeste. Hola, hola. I have 3 kids. So my kids' age range from 3, 15, and 10. And that's a big range. And so they're all at different stages in their lives. So they all have different needs. And I want to take a moment to pause that. We're each going to decide what's different for us, right? For me, I'm not saying it's right or wrong. I'm just letting you give you insight before I go into the tips and tools.
My children don't like sports. People may call me a bad mom. I really don't give a shit. We tried it. They hated it. So we are not part of sports life. So that's not part of my thing. I know for some parents and moms that's super important. I am not a soccer mom. I do not intend to be. My kids are not interested in that. They have different interests and I'm cool with that. So first is the self-acceptance that you're going to be the mom that you want to be. That took a lot of work because at first people would look at me like bad and give me a stink eye because my kids were not in sports. And we tried it for a while and we did it with the kids, you know, when they were little because we wanted them to get activity and also, you know, learn how to work in a team. It was horrible. It was hard to navigate our businesses and our life, and we were stressed out and running around, and it was just a mess. I'm like, this is not my dream life. I know that we have been fed up and down in society that this is what we need to do as parents, but this is not fucking in alignment with me. So, and my kids are hating it. They want to quit this. So I let them finish off the season and I took them out. So that's part of my life. It's like a family life. Nothing is forced. I have no pretensions of trying to fit in with society, with other cool moms or what's trendy. If I'm going to do something, it's out of my heart. And if I see that's not in alignment after I try it, I get out. And I don't judge myself for that. So I did want to share that with you because I just got into something. It was with one of my kids' schools. And it ended up being totally opposite than I thought what it was going to be, which is fine. But it's not in alignment with me or my life. It's not in alignment with a lot of my values. I didn't like some of the things I saw, so I'm getting out of it. But that's just me. That's what I mean. You need to be okay with being unfit to the world, but being fit in your world. I'm going to say that again. Be okay with being unfit to the world, but be fit in your own world. So whatever motherhood and family life feels like for you, that's what you should be doing, okay? So I don't wait till I have a big house. We're currently renting an apartment. I don't wait until I have certain cars. I've had luxury cars. I know I leased them. I no longer have them because my lease was up. I didn't want to buy it. I need to prove to people how much money I have or my status or my success based on a fucking car or the clothes I wear. That's based on my own happiness. People are always going to judge you or like talk about you or agree or disagree with you. Some people are going to love you no matter what stage you're in life or what you drive or what you wear. So I just choose to have people that love me for who I am. And I choose to have my own meaning of success, not the world. So I'm okay with letting go of all those things. I don't own fancy bags. There's nothing wrong with that. It's just not my cup of tea. And that's what I mean. Like, be comfortable. Like, what makes you happy? What's going to give you the lifestyle that you want? Not what the world's telling you, but what's going to make you truly happy. So I think that's really important for us to start off with that. Like, with your family life. Choose you. Choose your family. What good would it be if I was wanting to try to be like the world, telling me that I have to be, all my kids have to be in sports, and I have to do this, and I have to do that, and I have to fit the mold. If I was miserable, I would make my kids' life miserable. It would not be a happy home. So I choose to have a happier home, and I choose to do things differently, and I invite you to do that as well. I know it can feel counterintuitive, sometimes it can feel lonely, but I can promise you this, over time, you're going to attract your tribe. And what I mean by that, you're going to attract like your friends. You're going to attract people that are in alignment with your same values as you, who will have your back, who you guys can support each other and be there for each other. I have this amazing, she's like one of my besties. She lives an hour and a half away from me. So we don't get to interact with each other personally, but we interact with each other almost daily, which is beautiful, right? We get to actually like be a part of each other's lives, which I love, but not in a physical sense all the time. So you will get your friends and you will have people that are in alignment with things that you believe in. So I know it can be a lonely road in motherhood. Like it can be very, very lonely. And I acknowledge that because I've gone through that, you know, because I am not the typical like everybody's mom, you know. I have my own ways of thinking, I'm doing things, and what I want for my children, it has nothing to do with me. They are their own entity, their own humans. They are not here in this world to make me look good or to put accolades to make me happy. I want them to have their best, fulfilling, happy life, whatever that means for each one of them individually. I just want to teach them to be good humans, to, you know, learn how to work, to be efficient and self-sufficient, and, you know, just be happy people and learn how to laugh and take a joke. So that's my values on my family, right? So choose for, if you have kids or if you have pets, fur babies, you get to raise your babies, fur babies or human babies, however you feel fit. Please do not wait until you have accolades or what the world says to be happy or think you're successful. For me, success is being able to have a meal together, laugh at each other, spend time with each other, watch movies. Just be happy with one another. That's successful to me. Okay, so now let's go into the business part, right? Because, you know, okay, so I'm mom three, or maybe you're a mom, or maybe you have other responsibilities like your fur babies, and you're also working, right? So how do you, like, people call it balance, but I'm like, how do you give and take in both relationships? So if you've never researched this, there's a lot of research done on multitasking and how it's so inefficient, right? So there's truly no such thing as multitasking. So you're either giving like 100% or most of your attention to one thing, or you're like trying to navigate three or multiple things at one time and nothing's getting your full attention. So if we think about that, let's say you're right now at the salon, and or you're in your business and you're working and you're servicing four clients at the same time versus servicing one-on-one with one client. How would your service vary? Would you give 100% to four clients, or do you give more attention and more time to when you're servicing one client at a time? I don't know, like only you know this, right? Maybe you have an assistant, maybe your situation's different. You see where I'm going with this? But it's gonna be different, okay? So that's how I see life, and I invite you to see life that way. So you're always giving 100% your attention to something. That means that something else is gonna get less attention from you. So do it for the short term. That may be an unpopular belief, but that's what has been working for me. So when I'm at work, right, my kids are at school and I'm at work, 100% of my attention is at work. I know my kids are safe. I know where they're at school. I know how, you know, in case of an emergency, the call can come through, certain numbers can come through. So I feel prepared to be 100% present at work. I'm not worried about daycare or babysitting or people calling me. It's not a time or place for me. So I think that's really important that it's something that I do. I don't work on days that my kids need me. And, you know, I know I have, that's a luxury. Not all of us have that luxury. But I chose that because I want to be present for them, right? And how is it fair even for my client if I'm not even really there for them? I'm more worried about my kid than doing their service. So that's something that has worked very well for me. I don't, again, it's not about balance. It's more about harmony, right? Harmonious life in business and in work. So something that really helps when you have a family and you're handling your business is to really have a daycare or like childcare really like situated, right? So I work on weekends a lot. I work Saturdays. That's like my main work day. And my husband knows like that's the day where he's on. Like he knows, like, you know, that's not the day really to make plans unless he's willing to take the kids. It's him on that day. And that's reliable source. And that has helped tremendously. So if you don't have a partner, even just having a daycare, because I don't know if you know this, you know, I didn't always have my partner. So there's been times in my life where I've really had to have reliable sources where I know my kids are safe and taken care of and I can take them there. So having a reliable source for your childcare is very important, or your fur baby care is very, very important. That really helps so that you can focus in your business. And also remember, like I said in the beginning of this episode, in business, like one of the hardest lessons that I had to learn early on was that no matter how many accolades or titles you get and all that shit, it's not going to make you happy. No matter how much money you make, or even if you make more money than most people, that's just not going to truly make you happy if you're missing out on what your life really wants. My life has always wanted my babies. Like I always have wanted a family. I wanted to be present with them. So all those things don't mean anything to me without my family. Being present for them, knowing that they're here with me for a borrowed time. They're going to grow up, hopefully, live their own lives and, you know, do their own thing. I need to enjoy these years that I get to be, and I have the privilege of being next to them. And that's how I see it. It's a privilege to be next to them. So my business right now is ran on my schedule that fits my lifestyle. And I don't do the whole live only to work. I did that in the beginning of my career when I was in beauty school and a little bit after beauty school. And it was like the shittiest time. It was cool because, you know, I made money and everything, but it sucked because I wasn't there for my kids. I've talked about this before. I missed my kid's first steps. I miss one of my kid's first word. And those are things you can never get back. And I'm not saying this to guilt trip you. I know I made that decision. And I know that's part of what happened. But looking back at it, I learned from that. And I noticed that that wasn't making me happy. It may make other people happy, but other people may be cool with it. I wasn't cool with it, so I chose to put my family first. So I invite you, you know, like in your own business, like make it work for your lifestyle, okay? The money, the clients, everything, the abundance will come. But you have to really know what's truly going to make you happy. There's people that work full time that don't have kids or do have kids, but they love and they thrive in that. And their kids are okay with that. They do the sports also on the side. And that's a thriving life for them. Good for them. And that's amazing. That's what I mean. You need to have a real sense of what's going to make you happy. That would not make me happy, but that makes somebody else super happy. So it's really important that you have your priorities first in your life. So if you're single and you're like, okay, that's cool, Celeste, but I don't have any kids. Well, maybe you want to travel more. Maybe you want to be able to move around every couple years. So prioritize that, right? So if you know you're going to be in an area or you have certain dreams and goals that you want to achieve, then start working towards that and know that it's just like a temporary. And what do you need to do in your job to get you to that next step, right? So that's what I mean. Like, I put your life first. I've had friends, family members, you know, leave the earth, you know, pass away. Some from really early age and some a little bit older. And all those life lessons, they shape us, right? They make us different. And one of the true things that always happens is the big mistakes that we make in life are some of the biggest regrets, right? And sometimes when we least expect it, we can lose somebody that we love, right? And all that perspective and, you know, like having lost my dad at a young age, I was like 9 when he passed away. It really reminded me and it taught me at a young age that life is just a moment, right? Like I'm gifted to be alive every day. Although some days I have bad days, nothing's going to be always great. I get to be thankful and grateful for what I have. And that's what helps me keep moving forward. So it's about the harmony in life, right? And part of that harmony in life that nobody talks about is that there's going to be downs. It's ups and downs. It's going to be happiness. It's going to be sad moments. There's going to be great moments. It's going to be frustrating moments. It's part of life, but it's also how we navigate it, right? So my life is not in balance. My life is kind of harmonious in what it does. So this past week, I took you all behind the scenes in my real life. So I was doing this thing for community. And then I was also doing my job, you know, my business and taking care of my clients. And I took it a little bit behind the scenes. And if you look at it, it's a little bit of like harmonious of giving back and forth between the two. Like how much time I spent at the salon versus I was giving back. And then with my kids, right? And my life. And that's what I mean. You need to find your own music or rhythm to live your life, your own harmony that feels good to you, and really be comfortable that not everybody's going to be okay with that. And that's okay. If I could get paid $1 for every time people disagree with me, I would be a freaking millionaire. I'm not everybody's cup of tea. People don't agree, whether it's with my mothering or my business, things that I do. Some people tell me, which I think is hilarious and I love it. Thank you. Thank you. Some of you listen to the podcast and tell me as well. Thank you. I appreciate you. But at the end of the day is what's working, right? And that's what's working for me. Being able to have a thriving business, but also, you know, and helping my husband with his own business. He's self-employed as well. He's a tile contractor actually. And then having our kids and managing my businesses. It's all about harmony. I never think about like today I'm only going to focus on business. It's more like, okay, today I have 5 hours to do business. So 5 hours to do business. And then I want to focus and shift most of my attention again back into my kids or back into my family or back into myself. And I really want to bring that home, the importance of self in harmony. Because I don't believe in balance. I believe in harmony. You are your most valuable asset. You. You're the one who's going to become its highest self and become stronger, at what you do and lead yourself to success. It's you. It's all within you. It's not next time you take a course or a class. It's not because someone told you a great job. It's all within you. The day that you decide that you want to hone in that power and utilize it. So in regards with harmony in your life and business, please take care of yourself. And especially as women, as mothers, as parents, as humans, it's so hard to put ourselves first. And there's so many distractions, whether it's social, and right now there's talk about AI and all this stuff. That's on the outside. I think of like Instagram and TikTok, like a virtual, and like Facebook, or everything on social media, like a virtual reality game, right? We only see even like, you know, like search engines, Google, Pinterest. I think about it like a virtual reality game. It's just a game, right? They're showing us little parts. We show like an hour process within, you know, like 30 seconds. We show 6 hour processes behind the chair and we make them down into a minute. It's all like fake. It's all just a little glimpse of what it really took. And it's really cutting down all the work and all the stuff that people had to do to get the end result. And that's why it's so important that you focus on yourself first. And to have a harmonious life, go take a walk or exercise. You know, for me, it's walking. I love walking. I used to be a runner, but I just can't run like that anymore. My knees hurt too much. So I just do like a lot of walking. Having a harmonious life sometimes is reading. Sometimes it's binge watching a movie. Okay, I'm not gonna lie. Sometimes it's taking naps. Today was enjoying a cup of coffee. I felt like kind of like Halloween vibes. So I brought down my witchy cup. So I'm a witch cup. I'm super happy. I'm enjoying my, you know, cup of coffee with oat milk. I showered. I got dressed. I'm having a really beautiful, harmonious morning today. Although I had to deal with some stuff this morning via emails. You know, I'm enjoying my day. I'm enjoying that my babies are upstairs sleeping. And that's what it means to have a harmonious life. It's not that life's not going to happen. It's not that the sink is not full of dishes and you have to go wash them. I do. It's not that you have laundry that you have to wash. I do have to do that today. It doesn't mean that things are not going to happen or things are not going to go as planned. Like maybe you can't find your hairbrush in the morning like me today. But that doesn't ruin my day. Doesn't mean I can't have a harmonious morning and enjoy my day off, right? It's Tuesday. It's not what the world calls a day off. But guess what? It's my life and this is my day off. I get to have Tuesday off and I get to have Thursday and Friday off. And it may not be harmonious with the world, but it's harmonious and it's harmony with me and my life. I get to have 3 days off this week. Next week, I get to have 4 days off. And it's bringing harmony and joy and happiness and abundance in my life in my own way. And I invite you to go look at life that way. That although there will be ups and downs, that although there will be frustrating moments, although there will be sadness, there's also things to be thankful for. And it's just a little patch, right? It all goes through. And really, this is our life. And we're like the navigators of our life, right? So we're the ones driving the car and we get to take turns when we want to and stop when we want to and go when we want to. So remember how much power you have over your own life, over yourself, most importantly, and take care of yourself first. Live your dream life today. Don't wait for big things to happen. Don't wait to receive the claps or the hugs from the world saying thank you. Because sometimes that shit ain't even going to happen. And even when it does, it doesn't mean anything. And that was one of the hardest lessons that has led me to this harmonious life. Is that it's going to be rough still. It's still going to be sadness. It's still going to be frustrations. It's still going to be off days. But I get to live my life under my own terms, even if the world doesn't agree with that being successful or with that being quote unquote balanced. So with that, don't envy my balance because it's not about balance. It's about having a harmonious life and truly starting to design your business to fit your dream life. Although I don't still have my house yet. My husband and I have been for months at the house hunting process, and it's crazy where we live in California. it's really high demand for houses here. Like, people want to buy them, but there's not enough inventory. I don't allow that to stop me from living my dream life. I don't allow that from keeping me from being happy or joyous. I still continue to live my life and enjoy it and enjoy what makes me happy and make time for what I truly is going to make me the super happiest. And just to end this episode and just a little food for thought for you, what would happen if tomorrow you could no longer do the services that are bringing you all the money? What would you do to make yourself happy? And I just want to end this episode with that question, because that's exactly something that happened to me. And 2021 was one of the hardest years for me of learning to detach my worth from my work. So I invite you, detach your worth from all of your work so you can start living a more harmonious life. And yes, we need, you know, we need to have our business and have clients and do services to have income so we can survive in this world, because we need to pay bills, right? We need money for our groceries. We need money for the stuff that we want. But you can have harmony with it as well. It's not going to be perfect. It's just about having harmony and being good and happy with the life that you're living today, and not waiting for things to happen or for outside sources to tell you when to live your happiest life. In business and in life, choose you, put up your own boundaries, and put up your own terms of what success is going to look like for you. Thank you so much. I hope you enjoyed this episode, and I'll see you back here next week or next time. Bye, love.